Praise the Lord. Dear friends, today we meditate on an experience of the disciples on a storm-tossed sea of Galilee. We read from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 14, verses 26 and 27. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified, saying, "It is a ghost." And they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid. It was in the fourth vigil of the night, around 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning. The whole night they were on the lake, and the wind was against them, and they were alone without Jesus. The previous day was so tiring and so exciting for the disciples. They had come all excited and exuberant about the positive result, the success of their missionary expedition. Jesus had sent them out for the first time to proclaim the good news and to effect healings. And this was so successful that they were so happy when they came back. And Jesus invited them to a lonely place so that they could be by themselves and they could rest. But as they reached the lonely place to which they were going, Jesus saw that crowds had anticipated his move and they were already there waiting for Jesus and the disciples. As usual, the compassionate master could not ignore the presence of the crowd who were in need of his care. He preached to them, he spoke to them about the Father, he healed them, and by evening he wanted to send them away. But he did not want to send them away empty-handed or empty stomach. So he multiplied the loaves for them, 5 loaves and 2 fish divided among 5,000 men and more women and children. And this was a great experience for the people, an experience of God encounter. And they thought, finally, the Messiah had come, and this man is to be the king of the Jews. So they thought they could make him king. And a kind of revolution was, an uprising was in the air, and Jesus sensed it. And he found it was a very risky, dangerous time. So the disciples were asked to go out into the sea. He knew it was getting late, it was dark, and a storm was forming. Before Jesus could disperse the crowds, he wanted to get the disciples out of the scene, maybe because they were also caught up in this enthusiasm about the coming Messiah. And Jesus dispersed the crowd and he went up on the mountain. He did not go to the disciples on the sea. He went up the mountain and he was praying. And this time a storm broke out without any warning and they were all in danger. They could not make any progress in their journey towards the next town. They tried, they worked hard and they were afraid. And it's at this time of the night, early morning, there comes a person. They thought it was a ghost. It was Jesus who came to them. They were at the point of sinking and Jesus comes to them. So this is a very important insight into our lives. Jesus was on the mountain praying and the disciples were in the sea rowing, afraid and at a risk. They did not know that Jesus was aware of their risk, but Jesus was. And Jesus knew where they were and what they were doing, what the risk they were undertaking. He came. He came at the right moment, riding on the wind. And over the sea, over the waves, Jesus came. Whenever we are in danger, he will come. He is not far away from us. Even though our physical eyes cannot see him, he is there. Either in the cave of our hearts or in our minds, he is there, near, listening to us. Only we have to awaken to his presence. Very often we mistake him for a ghost. The presence of God might be sometime frightening to us. God comes to us in different ways and different places. And sometimes we do not recognize him. Maybe some of the accidents, some of the misfortunes that happens in our lives could be the coming of the Lord into our hearts, into our lives. Open our eyes to see Him. Don't be afraid when He comes to us. Don't be afraid. Don't feel that you are abandoned or lost. You are never alone. He will come to us when we cry. He will not abandon. We will not be alone. He will come on the wings of the wind. And He said, "It is I. Don't be afraid." And this is a revelation of God. God revealed Himself as the I Am to Moses. And this is God, I Am, the Yahweh, who revealed Himself in the sea, the raging sea, the Red Sea, which the Israelites crossed. So He will come into our raging seas and storms of our lives. Don't be afraid, it is I. Let us believe and let us open our eyes to His presence. Amen.